and a pledge of allegiance, please. We've had the roll call taken. Mr. Robertson is out of town. Ms. Novosich could not make it. And Ms. Lisa called me too, and she cannot be here. So we have 26 members present. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the August 20th meeting, Ms. Hawkins?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve those minutes with the correction. The date should be September 17th, today's date.
September 17th? Well, that's no, last meeting was August 20th, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that is correct. Okay, so we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A second. All in favor of the question by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have two speakers. The first speaker is Mr. Despain. If you would like to come down, and you know the rules, 3 minutes, and I won't start the clock until you get down here.
Good evening, Bob Despain, Collinsville. With due respect, I ask the county clerk to go back to at least 2013 to correct the approved minutes that misspell my name. Much like the name of Von Nida, my name has two capital letters also. On a more important issue, I want to share with this board an embarrassing topic that recently happened to the city of Collinsville. It is brought to your attention in hopes that the Madison County board members would take this information back to the municipalities that you represent. Collinsville received a letter from the Office of the Attorney General over violation of the Open Meetings Act. They had passed an ordinance that not only covers city meetings, but also covers their 9 subsidiary bodies. At the last city meeting, a retired Main Street businessman told the mayor he owed an apology to the party that filed the complaint. At that same meeting, Mayor Miller then apologized. Our city meetings are video broadcast, and your municipalities can be seen online. Can watch them online. The AG letter stated that a party was not a resident of Collinsville and submitted a request for review to the Public Access Bureau, alleging he was denied the right to speak because he was not a resident. The determination said 2 previous court cases were used. Also, the office of the AG had previously determined that a county board had arbitrarily violated the Open Meetings Act. The letter ended by stating, based upon these conclusions, the council is directed to revise its ordinance with section 2.06 parentheses G of the OMA. Further, the public access counselor has determined that the resolution of this matter does not require issuing a binding opinion. I hope the members of the board take this back to the municipalities that you represent. Thank you for your attention.
The next speaker is Mr. Bob Diver. He's going to make his annual report. One minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. It's my statutory responsibility to annually provide you with a report from the Regional Office of Education, which you should have received in your mailbox this past month for your review. I will entertain questions briefly following my report to you if you had any that you had identified in the report that was provided to you. I always like to begin with giving you some review of the services that we provide, and I would point out that this year there were 362 individuals who had earned GED certificates by the Regional Office of Education. You will note that that number is down significantly from the previous year. We credit that to the fact of the increase of the cost of the general education examination. The total transcripts we issued, though, were 602. And the reason there's a discrepancy between the certificates issued and the transcripts issued is over a period of time, a person may lose their GED certificate and they need a new one. So we reissue that certificate to them. I know it is of interest to you the number of individuals who are licensed educators in our county, and I report to you that as of in FY14, there are 8,648 individuals in Madison County who hold teaching license. You may remember that a year ago we were in the process of beginning one of the first computer-based testing centers in this geographical region of the state, and I'm proud to tell you that we're about ready to issue our 1,000th test this year. And in your report, you'll see there were 818 individuals who had tested, and as of this month, we have about our 1,000th person registered to test. Financially, our revenue flow through our office this year, we provided $1.8 million worth of services. There was an itemized breakout of all those different services to you in that report. With that being said, I appreciate your ongoing support of our office. We're proud to serve the 48,000 students in the 13 school districts and also the 38 registered private parochial schools. I may make this statement that in addition to our office, we are expanding one more non-public school. Groundbreaking will take place on Monday, and that's the new Father McGibney High School, which is a $7.5 million construction project, which is taking place. With that report, if there's any questions, I'll be glad to entertain them.
Any questions for Bob? Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Correspondence.
Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding a renewal of the Clean Air Act permit, a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding a permit to manage waste, a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding public notice on renewal of a permit, letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding an open house, letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a contract that was awarded to the Killian Corporation, letter from the URS regarding a permit modification, the monthly report of the county clerk and recorder, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of school, the jail population of the sheriff's department, the monthly investment report of the treasurer's office. And that's all, Chairman.
Okay. We have some appointments to make.
Yes, sir. The Madison County Housing Authority, Mike Scocolo, is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. Lasagna Y. Sniff is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Cosanya McClellan, who has resigned.
I would entertain a motion to make those two appointments.
Point of order, sir.
Yes.
One of the order of the day, number one, was not read.
Say that again.
There is a on the agenda, it states that there's an appointment in the Cahokia Creek Drainage and Levee District.
That was taken off because we found out the guy that was going to be appointed is deceased.
Very good.
Oh, well, that makes it tough.
Yeah, it'd be tough. Okay. We got a motion and a second. Yes. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. The Building and Lands Committee, Mr. Aller.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, I would like to move that we approve a resolution to award a contract for emergency chiller replacement at the Madison County Wood River facility.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, roll call. Mr. Walters, confirm, please. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
Thank you, sir.
Finance, Government Operations Committee, Mr. Malone. Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, Finance and Government Operations Committee has five items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation 2015 juvenile redeploy Illinois grant, a resolution approving the Madison County Flood Prevention District and the Southwest Illinois Flood Prevention Council fiscal year 2015 budget and annual report, a resolution restoring the number of commissioners to be appointed to the Madison County Housing Authority, a resolution authorizing settlement of workman's compensation claim file number 11-036. This is signed by six members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Got a second on the question. Roll call.
Mr. Dodd.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
No, sir.
Okay. Grants Committee, if you could bring in both D and E, please, and F, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been asked to set aside D4, so I will go through the rest and come back for D4. So under D, we have a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the Village of Alhambra. We have a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the City of Granite City. We have a resolution authorizing the case management contract for the Madison County Transitional Housing Program. Under E, we have a resolution awarding bids for weatherization HVAC contractor. Under F, we have a resolution awarding additional funding to the Eagle Park Drainage District, and I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Mr. Malone, if you would bring in D4, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have an ordinance amending ordinance number 84-10 to provide for the extension of the southwestern Madison County Enterprise Zone. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second. On the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Personnel and Labor Relations, Ms. Roosevelt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. We have a resolution authorizing Madison County to contract with a third party for flexible spending account claims administration, and a resolution authorizing continuation of the self-funded health benefits program and the health savings account program, and I ask for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We got a second on the question. Roll call. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Roosevelt?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Planning and Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, first of all, we're going to separate Z140028, Frank Nation.
Okay.
And the other one is Z140023. That was amended in committee. It's a little different from what your packet says.
Okay, so
you're
going to explain that.
So, finding of fact and recommendations, resolutions. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. If you want to bring in a Z140028 first.
Yes. Planning Development Committee recommends that we pass Z140028.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We got a second on the question. Okay. Roll call.
Why did we separate?
Ms. Dalton, we're waiting for your... Oh, she's just trying.
I'm trying.
Okay, got it.
Good deal.
Okay. Okay, motion carried. And you want to bring in the one that you amended and explain the amendment? The Z140023?
Mr. Chairman, on Z140023, the committee approved that the LED variance was approved, but the size of the sign was left as is normal.
Okay.
We did not expand on the size.
Okay.
And that's all.
Committee's in favor of that, so you want to make a motion?
I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second on the question? Roll call.
Let's see.
Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Chairman.
Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. First, your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering mobile home licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that.
And then we have a resolution authorizing pet population grants, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Do we need a second? There we go. Second. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper?
All I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tocano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has a property trustee resolution, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. He's trying. Got it. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has three resolutions for your approval this evening. The first being a final payment resolution on new Hogue Road widening project. Number two is an agreement funding resolution, East Main Street to Village of Maryville, and number three is Siler Road Bridge right-of-way acquisitions for Fry and Carter. Been approved by all members of the Buildings Committee, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried, Ms. Simmons. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Anything under new business? I was just going to mention that they're on Channel 9. They have the Roosevelt series, and I'm just waiting for it to get to Brenda, but it hasn't gotten that far yet, so I would assume that's in the last episode.
Yes, probably okay. So.
Okay. No. We got the Madison County Health Department Committee. I need a motion to approve the minutes, Ms. Hawkins, for the June 18th meeting. Would you make that motion? This is for the health department.
Yes.
We got a motion.
Second.
On the question. All in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Health Department, Mr. Holliday.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that. Thank you, Mr. Holliday.
Now, Tracy.
Now you can close it.
Motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second? All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.